can tell you when they lost their virginity.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
There we are.
This
are we
iPod is in the dining room.
Are we at episode 215?
We're at episode 250, actually.
250? No, you're full of it.
No, this is episode 250.
Listen to me. This close to
I am on IMDb.
and I
am on the second funniest Wikipedia page, which is never inaccurate and not updated by me. And it says we're episode 251.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
I believe you.
I did not just make
I believe you. Oh, I feel it. There we go. Is that better? I feel like
so
I'm quiet.
Great.
I feel
you,
like
you
I'm
are
quiet.
A little quiet. Tell okay. Sing a song.
We have to take our clothes off. Oh, sexy. There it is. That's what daddy likes.
Yeah.
That's why. Off. Jacob, it would be appreciated if you did not turn knobs. That would be appreciated. He's looking at me intently like he is definitely hearing what I'm... Mom's got some kind of toy, some kind of thing
bath
on.
Time. Something looks like it's going to make a lot of noise for the Second Funniest Podcast.
All right, baby. So now it's official. We have the phone lines up.
Okay, good.
They are locked and loaded.
We're just going to sit in silence until somebody calls us. No, they're gonna learn their lesson. We go through all this trouble, and people aren't calling in. So
there's a fear that I have.
Shh.
Oh, really? there's a fear that I have that people are gonna stop listening. That's
why.
I don't know. It's a fear that
Let's talk about this fear. Where does it come from?
Probably my mother.
She's
the one who
tells
me, honey, there people are going to stop listening unless you get me on there talking about fellatio some more.
Well, go with that. How does fellatio make you feel?
How does it make me feel? Honestly, uncomfortable. I feel like it's way one-sided.
You know what I just realized? What we're talking about? Not focaccia bread.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That reminds me. Remember that bit that we did in the Star Trek makeup room?
Fellatio. Yes, I do.
Hey, you know what?
That was not about focaccia bread.
No. That was based on somebody brought in the Kama Sutra book, and it actually
said.
That
was a famous reader or listener. She now goes by a different name.
why can't we say her name?
I don't know. Can we say her name?
Yeah.
Okay. It's ooh.
But I'm saying we don't have to bleep it out. Should we go back and bleep it out?
I don't know. Can you? You can't hear me say that, can you?
Oh well, I'm just thinking. Anytime we talk about ooh, that
Scott Rowe.
You can't. They can't hear you do that.
No, they can. It's pretty funny.
It is very funny.
I thought we had a compressor, so now they could hear the baby yelling in the background and your
phone going off. Everything. Jeez. What is he playing with now? Does he have a train? Is that
she gave him the blender or the egg beater parts? You know, metal and a plastic cup to hit it against.
Oh, but now she's using it to lure him upstairs for his bathroom.
I want to go upstairs. What's with the egg beater
with egg
plastic
beaters
cup?
And cups?
Excuse me. I have to go see what's on the second floor. Hopefully. Ooh, he's upstairs.
Oh, gosh. I'm exhausted because I have spent the past 2 weeks doing nothing but... climb around in people's waist. That's the best way.
So you're still doing comedy.
Yes.
Good for you.
It makes me feel like I can only do one job at a time. Like I have.
Which is true for you. You've never been a multitasking guy.
I haven't. I thought I do pretty good at this right now.
You're not a multitasker, though.
Well, I have forgotten about comedy entirely until I could get all these units. I was thinking about it today, and I had some idea for a joke, and I was like, that's not funny. You don't know comedy. You don't know what funny is anymore.
Sound like my dad.
That's not funny. People go to school to know what funny is.
To be fair, spiders don't shoot webs out of their eyes. He was right. I have the second funniest podcast now, Dad.
For a second, I thought you were you're talking to me.
I am. You're the only one here. We have zero listeners on our Ustream.
What I'm saying, you when you're yelling at me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but we have zero.
I'm always talking
here's
to.
Here's the thing.
Ooh.
I don't really think. Here's what I don't. I don't really think that this this live streaming is working out well for us because we don't have a lot of people who tune in live. But since we've started doing it, and it just all it does is it gives us the ability to automatically tweet and Facebook update people.
Which I think
say,
is great.
Yeah, yeah. To call into the show. That's all. Yeah. That's all that it really gives us. And so that's what we end
I think
up doing.
It stops us from having to worry about getting a guest over to this house.
That's true.
And,
I like that.
And that way you don't have to feed them. And we don't have to deal with their schedule and people. We can have different guests.
I just want.
I like it much better.
I like it much better that it's just you and me. That's what I like.
That's true.
It's so. I feel like that what the show was missing for a long time was that the homoeroticism, if you would.
Go
this,
on.
This veiled, like, because I think, here's the thing. I think most of the people that know us that listen probably go, oh, well, I know that they're two straight dudes who are fond of each other.
Mm-hmm. Except for Monster Egg Roll in episode 248.
He thought we were gay?
I just... You know, how does he know us?
That's a good quick math.
Thanks.
Your new
I can subtract
system.
Two from my fictional number.
But it, but now, right?
Yeah.
This is no. This is not 214. This is a wrong thing I'm looking at right now.
You need to stay on top.
Oh no, it is 214.
240. You're 214. Mistaken again. Go on.
I can't remember what I was saying. Oh. That the people who don't know us, that are strangers, are going, why isn't this show in the gay and lesbian section? Because I feel like maybe we could, you and I could help a lot of guys come out of the closet because they hear us fight our feelings. They could. Do you think
what podcast are you in? Because that's not how I feel. I described you this weekend as my brother, and not my gay lover, but my brother. Just drink your long neck beer there.
It's vanilla cream to add to the masculinity.
Would you go back to talking about how you're climbing through people's waist?
No, I like this more. Wait, you were describing to people that I'm like your brother?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To who?
My roommate.
Oh.
Yeah, he said, you know, what's... Because you came to my Easter party.
Yes.
I had at my house, which a bunch of people from Ecclesia, my church, were there. And you do not attend my church, although you can. You're welcome to. Just so you know.
Oh.
You're not excommunicated.
Well, see, that's kind of funny because Natalie and I would be going this whole time, but we figured we're not invited.
All this time, all I had to do was invite you. Hey, please come on down. We got a kids club for your child.
Yeah, why don't you take a page from this little notebook, Mormons, instead of your little bicycles with your ties and your handshakes and your friendliness.
They have bicycles with ties and handshakes?
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet religion.
Haven't I told you this? I was climbing around through people's waist, and these young kids. They're not guys. They're young kids. I'm an old man.
16
now.
or
probably
16,
yeah, 17-ish, 18. I mean,
you're
I don't
over
know.
30. So anybody, you know, when police officers are younger than you, you become old.
Oh, you just blew my mind.
I know. It hurts. It hurts when some kid's yelling at you. Hey, you can't do that. And you're like, you're 25. Shut up.
Oh my gosh, are you're serious? Like,
yeah, absolutely. They're a police officer, full on.
I never
officer.
Thought of this.
It happened to me at the last Oscars. They were yelling at me because I couldn't turn left on my street, and they were all 25-year-olds telling me, "Yo, dude, what are you doing, dude? You can't turn down here." The woman who called me dude was 24, 25. I'm like, "I'm trying to go home, dude." And I think in that moment they realized, oh, yeah, he's not our age. He's probably got a few years. And then they were nice to me.
That's crazy. Like, because I did. There's a guy who just moved into one of our empty units that I think was born when I started junior high school.
Nah.
Like, how old is... Oh, my gosh, dude. 92. In 1992, you would be 18 now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, welcome.
You know, I wonder how depressed we're making the people who are, like, in their 40s right now.
Well, they're used to it. That blow has already hit.
I think
once you cross that 30 threshold, it's just pretty much downhill from
there. Yeah, exactly.
There.
That's
and
what I
was
going to say.
And you stop being marveled at the fact that time is going by. I would like to hope.
You just sit down. That's all you do.
Check it out. Another year.
Wow.
So Mormons and Mile High Waste.
Yeah, so they come in and they're walking around. We have a security gate, but when we have workers, they just can walk right in.
Yeah.
And they're knocking on people's doors, trying to give out Hightower, I think is the book that they have. Or was it Light Tower?
I don't know.
No, that's Jehovah Witness one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, we have a phone call.
Oh, please hold.
More on these Mormons later. Okay, you are live on the air on the Second Funniest Podcast talking to Justin and Kevin. May I ask who this is? Oh, you were finished. They hung up.
Oh. I wonder if that was, ooh.
It was probably, woo. I almost actually said her name. You know what? So they're going around. I'm carrying stuff. And I said, listen, guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I heard something. Did you hear something too? Or
no.
Is it? Okay. Oh, wow.
That was pretty funny, though. I mean, hold on. I thought they were going to leave a message. Okay.
I seriously thought I heard somebody talking to me in my headphones. Some chick on the phone.
There's only two microphones.
I know.
We're talking to each of them, and the only other signal is your computer. So,
listen, kids, go to college so you don't have to climb through people's waist to pay for your rent.
How are you spelling that word, by the way?
Excuse me?
Yeah, waist. How are you spelling it?
W-A-I-S-T.
Okay, so like you're climbing through people's bowels of their stomachs?
Kevin, I'm a surgeon. That's what I do to pay my rent.
Oh, that only gives you $18,000 a year?
Yeah, what?
Where did you go to school? India?
Yeah.
Bam!
Boom!
That's multicultural. I've been to one other country. That's not true. I've been to three.
That doesn't count when you have a layover.
Canada? I was in Canada and Mexico.
Why did you go to Canada?
For Nickelodeon. I was there in Canada's Winter Wonderland.
Oh, that's right. When you were
for Dora the Explorer. They don't have Nickelodeon there, but that stuff is huge up in Canada.
Everything illegal is huge everywhere.
That doesn't make any sense.
What?
That's kind of a bold statement. It's like saying people, they're people.
No,
it's pretty much the equivalent of what you just said.
Nickelodeon is illegal in Canada. Yeah. That's why it's huge. That's why people want it. They want what they can't have.
Well, then say that. Not illegal things are great everywhere. That doesn't. Yeah. Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
It's mostly my fault.
Remember, let's get back to the homoeroticism the show's about.
You look great.
Oh, I know, right?
This show is not about homoeroticism.
You just agreed.
I always agree.
That's true.
I was born to say yes and.
So these kids, I go, listen, guys, I'm sorry to be a jerk, but you got to leave. You can't. Mm. I can't let you go around. We have a security gate, I know. He goes, okay, yeah, no problem. He goes, well, you look like you got a lot going on. Could you use an extra set of hands?
Yeah, oh.
And I was like, oh, like, I go, listen, I really appreciate it, but and I lied.
Oh.
I lied to a Mormon, which I think makes you go to a different hell.
No,
it's okay to lie to Mormons?
No.
Who can't you lie to?
Who can't you lie? It depends on what the lie is. Because the Bible records. Oh, are we allowed to talk about the Bible? Because.
When we're not allowed.
I thought you said that people are like, oh, I don't like it when Kevin quotes the Bible.
No, they don't mind it when you quote it.
Oh,
I think. I think it's. Well, here's the thing. I think this is different. I'm gonna say this. Well, there's two things.
Many things.
I know.
I still want to know what waste you're climbing through and why there are Mormons there on their bicycles. But go on.
This is what this show really is about. It should be the second funniest tangent. So anyway, because that's what we go with. We never go with the funniest tangent.
It's always the one we find most interesting. Funny enough, we are now broadcasting on Ustream this whole time.
Nothing?
I didn't hit the start broadcast button. So, if you've been trying to listen, now you can't.
Let the chat room begin.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Oh, so the guy was nice, and I lied to him and said, you know, he's like, okay, and then they left.
What did they ask you?
They wanted to know if they could help me. They were going to jump in and pitch in and help me fix these units.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Which I was like, listen, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to pay some illegal $25 bucks an hour from a Home Depot.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to...
That seems fair.
That should offend someone. Do you think the illegals have iPods when they listen to them?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what they, since they're not paying taxes.
Well,
that's
when
what
you guys
buy.
Get a cell phone, call in 408-228-4911.
They can do that too.
We'll take your calls. Maybe we do these live stream. Well, it's not hard to do this live streaming thing, huh?
No.
I was going to say maybe we do it once a month, but now we're doing this stupid thing where you talk about the show while the show.
Go on. Yeah.
Go on.
Go on with the Mexicans. I mean, the Mormons. So you lied to them.
I told my lie to the Mormons. Mm. You were about to explain to me from the Bible who I can lie to.
No. Well, you can lie. It's a tough call because a lie is a lie is a lie. That's true. But we have seen in the Bible where people have lied to protect the innocent from, there was a group of people that were being persecuted, and a woman lied to them and said, no, they've gone on to the next town. She protected them from being killed, and then, you know, great things went on to happen to those folks. So we've seen that, and your phone is ringing right now.
No, it's not.
That's Natalie's phone?
Nope.
Whose phone is that?
That's not a phone.
Oh, is it an alarm?
I'm trying to protect you.
Well done. Well done. I wonder if it's...
She'll never know. I don't even know if she listens to this.
I hope so.
We ran it. We went to Universal. So, I'm interrupted. Go ahead.
Well, no, I want to know about Universal Studios. Yeah. I was with you, but so your question was, who can you lie to?
Yes.
And well, the more well, let's end that conversation.
Why?
Because I'm going to give my opinion about the Mormon religion, and it's going to offend people. And God loves Mormons. God loves porn stars. God loves illegals. Whoa. It's true.
He loves illegals.
Uh-huh.
Even though they don't have insurance.
Jesus loves porn stores.
Porn stores, but not the stars?
And well, most of the stars, not the stores.
What about the people who support the porn stores?
Absolutely. Jesus loves them.
Oh, thank you.
A lot.
What about the people who support you porn, even though it's a free industry?
Yep, he loves them.
He loves them, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's not the Ferengi religion. They don't care about
it. I'm glad we talked about this. So we went to Universal Studios.
Yeah, you and me.
Last week. And you brought boop.
No, I didn't. I brought Catherine Smethurst.
Oh, that's funny. But you, I brought my wife and child.
Uh-huh.
This is my first venture into a theme park with a baby.
Yeah, it's funny because we've always talked about how we wouldn't bring a child that age to a theme park,
yep.
And here we did it.
We didn't really, because here's why. We didn't pay for the tickets.
Okay, fair.
And we were only there for like 3 hours.
That's true. We weren't there for very long. We didn't push him. We didn't drive across the country to make him touch the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't force him on anything.
Exactly.
Like, it was more like we were tagging along with you guys and he was cool for whatever.
Yeah. And when we watched Waterworld, he was more into it than any of us.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that later. I'm like, he did not break eye contact with that water stage.
That's what Natalie wanted to take him to that.
Fire.
Because she's like, I know he's going to love it. You know, and we took him on the tram thing. And mm-hmm. it was kind of funny, like when we went to the earthquake part of the Universal tram ride, spoiler alert, they take you to this like underground BART station and it collapses all around you and
real spoiler
and it shakes and then you die at the end. But I was afraid he would get scared, so the whole time I was going wee.
Make it fun. Have you been to the Mummy ride in Orlando in Universal Studios Orlando?
No.
Much better. Have you been to the one here in Hollywood?
Yes.
It's just in the dark. You go forward, you go backwards. In the one in Orlando, they have a fake ending. This is a spoiler alert. Ooh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I think you're supposed to give the spoiler alert before you blow the ending.
Okay, but now I'm going to tell the rest. They have a fake ending. So you go through the ride. It's really cool. Like, really great mummies and creatures coming, like guys made out of sand appear. Really great effects. And then at the end, you pull in and they're like, thanks for riding the mummy. Yeah, I hope you had a great time. And the room explodes. The woman behind the thing that's operating the ride gets turned into a skeleton, and the roof goes and it's gone, and suddenly there's this black swirling fireball above your head and everything's going to hell, and then you scoot forward and you're in the real end. I've never seen a fake ending of a ride before. It's awesome.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, you know it's a fake ending because the music's still going. You still have the feeling of being in a ride.
Oh, okay. So you're not like generally going, there's got to be somebody, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think half the people because I think most people.
Because we had people sitting in front of us on the tram ride at Universal that believed the bits that the guy was doing. They're like, oh, really? Oh. And then he'd be like, I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
I thought Whoopi Goldberg was right outside this tram, and I couldn't see her. Summary, I kept looking right and left. She moved fast.
Speaking of which, the only funny thing that Whoopi Goldberg contributed to that tram ride was when she did the megaphone bit, where she was like, and I don't know if it's because I'm a racist, but she was like, less huge gorillas, more me.
And
attention, movie makers, less huge gorillas, more me.
You know why? They filmed that whole thing in 3 hours. They took one take of each, and she was in and out, and she probably got $100,000.
But I just want to know who was the one who decided to make the hefty black woman say, less large gorillas.
I think she did that on her own. That was the impression I got.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like,
now you're just going to stand in front of here, and maybe you yell at them something you want them to know. And I had a feeling that she improvised that. She's like, this is what
that's
I'm
why
saying.
It was the only funny part, and the rest of the bits were stupid.
Yeah, were written by some hilarious writer at the rides department.
Yeah.
Actually, they're not rides at Universal Studios. They're under, they're under rides. They're not under shows.
But didn't we write something for Great America at some point?
A few things.
I felt like we wrote things on a plane ride somewhere.
We might have. I wrote a musical show.
Boomerang Bay thing or something like that.
Oh, I don't remember that. You must have done that.
No, I did it with you. Really? You were given the task, and I was helping you.
Oh, I don't remember that.
We had to take an airplane ride.
Huh.
It was the grand opening. That's what it was.
Really?
It was the grand opening of Boomerang Bay.
We didn't do it. Somebody else did it.
No, we wrote it for somebody else to do it because I think they wanted us to do it. And then they had like sound bites from Paul Hogan.
Really? I don't remember any of this. This was over 10 years ago, though.
They had, no.
It was 10 years
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stealth went out in 99.
So they had sound bites.
Paramount's Great America, they added Australia Land. I just wanted to throw that out there for you theme park.
Yeah, Boomerang Bay. It wasn't called Australia Land. Yeah,
but it was all Australia themed. There's a giant boomerang. There's you know, Groucho the kangaroo jumping around and whatever they're called.
Yeah, and they wanted us to write stuff. And I can't remember if we got to write lines for Paul Hogan because he was actually going to show up. And we had to have options for, like, because there was an idea of, like, maybe getting him messy or wet. Mm. But then they're like, if he says no, then they wanted to have the ability to shoot that down or whatever.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of
that. Well,
this
is interesting since we don't remember it.
Anyway, so your life is no longer working in a theme park or doing stand-up. You're now exclusively a handyman here at the Niagara View Apartments in Niagara View, California.
And I exclusively in the sense that I've got about 2 more weeks of full 40 hours a week of work to do to get caught up on the maintenance on the units.
Until they ask you to install that new barbecue pit.
I'm not doing it. I'm going to tell them no. I'm going to say no.
I could use a barbecue pit in my place. You want to come over and fix my fridge?
Yeah, I could do that. It's just a light bulb. I could have fixed that. I saw it already.
Oh, you saw it when you were there. It's been like that for like 3 years.
Yeah, I know. What? It's just a light bulb. All you got to do is put a light bulb.
No, I bought a new light. It didn't
work. If you have any home improvement questions, call in 408-228-4911.
I changed the light bulb. It didn't work. I'm not that dumb. There's a wiring issue. Okay, I'm that dumb, but it took me
what
a
kind
month.
Of light bulb did you put in there?
I bought the identical light bulb, the one that was in there.
And it didn't work?
Did not work.
Oh.
See?
Well, then what you got to do is it's either going to be a switch issue or it's going to be the wiring coming into the receptacle. Mm-hmm. More than likely, it's the switch on the door that is either become corroded or it's stuck in the off position.
Ooh.
So this has nothing to do with Becca's plan.
Oh, no!
So you have to open the door, make sure the little thing that pops out is out, so that when that thing pops out, that's when it tells the light to come on.
I know that much. I got that down.
Okay. And is the thing popped out?
I don't know.
I know that much. I got that down. I don't know.
Well, that's the point where I've lost the light bulb that went in there, and I have no idea what's supposed to go in there now. So, I mean, it was literally years ago. I got it for $300 in Korea.
Why wouldn't you just leave it in the fridge?
The bulb?
Yeah.
I kept thinking you were going to come over and look at it.
I know that much.
Then you had a baby, and then...
then I got this job.
You moved a couple times.
Yes.
Then you had another baby because the first one got re-abducted.
How come you never move, and I move every 2 years?
Because that is a good question, because you would think that you would be the one that wouldn't move around.
Yes. I don't like to move. I hate to move.
I hate it more. Oh. But I think the truth is that you are an instant gratification guy.
And really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about this in depth. On and off.
Whenever you say that phrase, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
It always sounds like I forgot the conversation.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, I was like, oh, when have we talked about
this? You're the one that labeled yourself as needing instant gratification.
I did?
Oh, yeah. Are you being bit filled right now?
No.
Yeah. You love the instant gratification. You must have it now. And so I think when you see something, you're like, life would be better if I lived in a different neighborhood. You do it. Whereas me, I think, why would I ever want to pack up all my stuff?
No, because the only time I've moved has been out of necessity.
Yeah.
Like, it's not because I've wanted. Like, here's the thing. Well, the one time that we moved, there's twice. Twice that we moved because it's like, this would be better.
Right.
Three times.
Yeah, see?
Okay. The first time that we moved because we thought this would be better is when we moved from San Jose to Union City because we wanted our own place, no more roommates.
Okay, that's okay. Cool. Yeah.
The second time
that's
we moved,
a normal move, though.
Was to from Modesto to Los Angeles because it's like I wanted to try to do sketch and
but that's
see
a normal
if I
move.
An,
yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. That's a city move.
Then we moved from Canoga Park, which is where we lived when we first moved to LA, to Burbank, so we could be closer to you guys because we found that we were commuting all the time. Then the rest of the times that I've moved, it's because I had to. So it's like I moved from the studio apartment in Burbank into the two-bedroom because we had a kid coming.
Yeah.
And then I moved from the two-bedroom in North Hollywood to this place at Burbank because it was getting hard to pay for rent and stuff like that. So, which reminds me, if you could just subscribe, $2 a month, 50 cents a show could help us pay our rent, even though we don't have it anymore. But we still have to put food on the table.
They only get $18,000 a month for what
a month?
They do.
How dare you?
A year. $18,000 a year.
It doesn't even equate to...
What would that be? 12 times 18,000. Hey, welcome, other listener on Ustream. Glad to have you here. If you think we're the second funniest podcast, I'm going to start a poll. So you can answer that.
Oh, that's adorable.
What happened?
Do you know? Did you see the screen name on the chat?
No, what is it?
It says Kogar's Kitty. Wonder who that is. Have we told that story?
No. Well, yes, we have, yeah.
So Kevin is known as Kogar to my son, and I think his lovely lady is now listening to us live on Ustream and chatting with us, but I'm not sure. But yeah, so then I moved from this place because I needed to... Natalie got this great idea from this real estate person because Natalie wants to be a real estate agent. Says, well, the first thing you need to do is cut your expenses. So find a place where you could be a property manager because now that she has a real estate license. And when we originally took this job, it was supposed to be easy. In fact, the owner today gave us a heads up and said, listen, I really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I thought it was going to be easy when I gave you the job. Like, I didn't think there was all this stuff that needed to be done. And here's... I'm gonna backpedal a little bit. I think a lot of what I'm doing is because I'm that guy that I want everything to be nice and neat and perfect. I want every unit to be like I could move in there.
Uh-huh.
That's if people are willing to live here and take care of the place, then I want them to give a place that they want to stay in, so that I don't have to worry about flipping it and getting somebody new in there. And I treat it like it's my own building, which is kind of stupid because I don't make
makes you a good employee though, because you treat it like it's yours. That's every mechanic always sells me on that when they're like he treats it like our old mechanic. He treats your car like it's your car.
Old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't go there anymore because it's not close to your house.
Are you serious?
I also haven't needed to go there. But when I need to go get oil changed or whatever, what am I going to do? Sit there?
Yes. It's Jack. It's not like you're just going to sit there.
Listen, so I've learned something recently.
Uh-oh.
I'm an introvert. I don't like people. I've learned. And the more people talk about...
You know what? I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to instantly gratify my solution to this problem. And it has nothing... Here's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. I used to think I was a happy-go-lucky guy. It's age, dude. We're like what we talked about at the open of this.
I don't know.
We're getting older.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
Now we don't like people anymore.
Some people get old and love people.
Name one.
They're crazy.
Name one.
Well, they come into coffee shops and they say, do you know how to fix printers? Because I need you to come over and fix my printer.
That guy...
I know you, dude.
That
come
old,
on over.
That old guy has zero to negative two people in his life. That's why he's so interested.
It's
a horrible impersonation of Jack. When did Kogar's Kitty meet Jack?
She goes there now.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, that's hers. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, Kogar's Kitty. At least she understands loyalty. But anyway, he doesn't have anybody. He has nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
So therefore, he's going to want to talk to you. He's going to want to say, hey, fill this little tiny void. Because if you moved in with him, he would hate you. He would hate you.
That's probably true.
And just like we hate everybody else. I'm trying to, like, because here's the thing. I do think I'm exaggerating to a certain extent because I don't know if, do you have this thing where you have people, like, here's an example, and it sucks because, see, it doesn't suck that he listens, but it sucks that he listens because it's going to sound like I know that he's listening, and so
you
I'm kissing
about your
up.
Dad?
No.
Oh.
But I have moments where, because of doing that tour, where I miss Joseph Bears, where I'm like, that was fun to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, that was good times.
He's
and
okay.
Really? You don't like him that much?
Nah.
Well, you got drunk with him. Maybe you should
That's
have been
true.
More aware of
he
what's
made me
going
drink
on.
A whole bottle of wine.
He did not make you.
He did.
He did not
he
make you.
He used all sorts of techniques.
No, he made you
Peer
get it.
Pressure.
He made you buy the wine. He did not make you drink the whole thing.
Ear pressure, cabin pressure.
You're just listing pressure.
No.
Precious pressure.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Nope.
Neither did I.
But like, I hung out with him at my mom's place, and it was good times. And I don't know. I just feel like
you really sound like you miss him. This is very sad.
I do. I do. And now I think they're going to do another one of those Sprout things. Without me, which I don't want to do that. I just want to see him. I don't. Yeah. I could go without seeing the rest of the Mayholes. I said that because I know Murphy listens.
Oh, got it. Of course, because they were on a special
They were on two
edition.
Of the two podcasts. We
a
did
special
two,
edition.
Two in one weekend, I think is how we
I
did
I think
it.
You did them back to back.
Yeah.
I think you did them
one
right,
day, yeah. one day, because Joseph was going to be on. But you know what? No. No, fuck Joseph Bears. I don't need to see that guy. He wouldn't be on this show.
Now we're explicit.
Were we trying to avoid that?
No, nah, just. I was going to say. Isn't that what Darren Carter wanted to say? He got all bummed out when I started cursing. He listens, too. I miss that guy.
Yeah, that was fun.
He is the party starter. That's
a good
show. Stuff.
So, yeah, I think that was not for on the air.
wow.
I'm tired.
I know you are.
I'm sorry. I apologize now to all the listeners. I apologize to you, Kevin, most of all, because you have to sit here across from me and listen.
I think I'm holding the show up quite well.
You're doing great. You're doing an outstanding job. You're doing your best to come up with stuff and then try and lob stuff at me.
Come on.
But I'm like a
talk about things you hate.
I'm like a drugged grizzly bear. Just
come on,
no.
Democrats.
No.
Come on, black people.
Wait a minute. We could talk about this healthcare thing.
Really? You want to go there? Okay,
I read in the Los Angeles Times about what this, how is this healthcare thing going to help people? And when I read through it, I'm like, this isn't going to help anybody.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand how, what form of universal healthcare
shape
works.
Shape of water bucket.
I just don't, like, because it said something about, like, it only covers, if you don't have health insurance, right, yeah. and you can't afford it, and you make, like, what is considered 400% of a poverty level of income. Mm. So whatever the average poverty level
is. Say that
is,
again, 400%?
Yeah. Okay. So if you make under four times the amount of what is considered a poverty level. So yeah, I think right now, if you were living off of $10,000 a year, I think you're considered impoverished. I don't know if that's a technical term, but just for the sake of argument, then that means that if you make less than $40,000 in a year, you qualify for the government option.
Wow.
But it's only for, I think, like 15 months. That's it.
And then what happens?
So then I don't know. Then it goes back to the way it is now, I guess. Like, and I really think the only, and I don't know, because here's the thing. I've managed to always hold down a job. I've always managed to be, now even when we don't have benefits, we just pay for our own medical insurance out of our pocket.
Yeah.
And it doesn't break us.
Are you on Aflac?
No, I'm on, what am I, Assurant, I think it is.
Well, it's
or
an additional
like
thing. I just learned about the miracles of Aflac.
Really?
You should consider it.
Are they a sponsor of the show now?
They should be.
Really?
I put them on here. That
okay.
Duck.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he?
I could do it.
Aflac! He's only got to do it twice, and then he's done. Aflac! Aflac! Like, he has to do a serious one and a question one. That's it.
Yeah, Blue at the theme park said six different commands. She's got three times as much as he did. That's a good point. She said, bow, and then bow, bow, bow.
No.
Yeah, of course. And then she said, bow, bow, bow. Dude, I listened to them repeatedly.
I
and then she said, bow, 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 bow. Which is great, because that's two different songs.
That show's canceled now, right?
Bow.
Bow, bow. They tried her friends.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me off this healthcare thing? Is that what you're trying
to do? No, not at all. I just don't understand it, so I just get easily sidetracked. I care.
Well, then here's what I want to do. Okay. I want to introduce what I want to be our first segment of many others.
Okay.
Because speaking of Universal Studios, on the way back, Kevin was mentioned, we were leaving out of the parking garage, and we came away. That was pretty quick and easy. And then we looked the way that we came into the parking garage, and the people coming out from that way were stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And Kevin pointed out that if he was with his dad, that his dad would say, "See, I knew that was going to happen, so I dodged that for us. I made it a way around."
Right, because he would have been somehow omniscient.
So that immediately made me laugh. So I started coming up with scenarios for his dad to be always right on. He figures it out. You know what I mean? So I would like to play this game if you're up to it, because it makes me cry of like tears of
we'll
joy.
We'll play a few.
Pure laughter. But like,
you can ask me the healthcare one. I would like
okay,
to see what he
yes,
would have to say.
Yeah,
about
let's
that.
Do that.
There's such a gleam in your eye.
No, seriously, you have no idea like how happy this makes me. Like, it's just like,
oh man.
When I did, one of the bits that I did in the car was bottled water.
Yeah.
And he said, as his dad, he said, they just fill it with regular water from a hose. I've seen them.
I took your mother on a tour.
I've seen them. Jesus, that's so funny to me.
It's you've met my dad though. I mean, know, this is who my father is.
I know, and I hope you have to tell us, listeners. Yeah. Send us an email, show at secondfunniestpodcast.com, or call in live to dodge this whole bullet.
Yeah, bring it on.
Oh, I don't know about this. This seems to be a Portland area code. Let's see what this is about. All right, you are live on the air with the Second Funniest Podcast with Justin and Kevin. May we ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Becca.
Oh! How do you know that she listens?
The Facebook is a very great tool.
Yes, yeah, it is, and the iPhone.
Good old iPhone. Welcome to the show, Becca.
Thank you.
We were bleeping your name. Why did we bring up her name initially? I've forgotten. It's been so long.
That's why I was so surprised. I can't imagine you guys have that many funny stories about me.
Well, we have a few funny stories about you.
I have
you.
One.
Okay, go ahead.
I have one that is actually, like, I talk about it in
Our continuity professor, Natalie, screaming from the second floor. Why, Natalie? Why did we bring her up? She's pregnant. That's not why we brought it up. Congratulations on your pregnancy,
yeah,
though.
Maybe she doesn't want everybody to listen to this. We're broadcasting this globally.
No, her Facebook profile picture is a baby inside her uterus. But
yeah, it is pretty obvious now. Okay. But.
Well, I'm just saying that Facebook, that extends to her known friends.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's not like...
That's why she's Becca. Ooh!
Here's what, every time in my act now, I now use the story about the time that I think I creeped you out by telling you that you smell pretty.
I don't remember this.
I do.
I don't either.
You don't remember this?
Do it. Let's.
No.
I did. Here's
Bring
what I
some
did.
Of the act.
I pulled a double header in one day, I think. I think it was one day. I don't know. It was when you first started working at Great America. And there was one time...
She was about 16 then,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. But we went to high school together. I was like, I was just graduating.
Just so we're clear, she was 16.
Does that mean it's still inappropriate? I think... Yeah,
probably.
I had just dated one of her friends, who I think crapped out another kid. What's up with these Modesto kids crapping out more kids?
You have nothing better to do.
Yeah. Well, she's in Oregon now, evidently by her area code.
Even worse.
Whatever.
So here's the worst thing I've ever done to another woman...
really?
Oh, no. I think so.
Really? And she doesn't even remember it, so it can't be that bad.
No, if she doesn't remember this, then I probably shouldn't mention it, but it's kind of funny to... What?
Yeah, or I've blocked it out, but...
No, here's the thing. Like, I meant it from such, like... Here's the thing. I think I'm guilty of having what I call an overcomfortable friendship with Becca. Like, we never really spent tons of time hanging out, but I always considered her to be like a friend. Like, not, I'm not saying that she doesn't like me or anything. I don't want to make her feel sorry or anything like that. But here's the thing. I'm over-explaining this so I don't look like such a creepasaurus Rex. But
you're
what
kinda
I did
making
was,
it worse.
I know. I'm realizing this. But what I said to her, from a sense of like, oh my gosh, isn't it crazy? Like I was saying it to you.
Right.
But she's a very young, beautiful 16-year-old girl at this time. I go, she came into the makeup room and I said, oh my gosh, I totally had a sex dream about you last night.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
well, that's why, because she brought Kama Sutra to work. That's why we
brought
her up.
Becca brought Kama Sutra.
You brought the Kama. That's why you had a sex dream about her. Because
no, that wasn't
Kama
why.
Sutra to work.
I don't think so.
Why did you bring a Kama Sutra book to work? It got confiscated, by the way.
Yeah, it did. I remember. I was kind of upset about that. Kevin.
Why is that my fault? You brought it to work.
That's
true.
Know.
I did keep it.
You took it from work?
No, she gave it to me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the creepiest thing, though, that I've ever done to a woman.
So what was Becca's reaction?
I remember it very vividly. She sat there, like, we were looking at each other through the makeup mirror, like, in the makeup room. And I had, like, I think half of a Romulan forehead on at the time. And she came walking into the door, like, starting her work day. I'm already, like, 2 hours
in. Which she had no business being in the makeup room anyway, so.
She was coming to say hi to her friend from high school. A very innocent, like, just, hey, what's up, you know? And I totally just ruined it by going, oh, my God, I totally had a sex.
Because
it's like,
this.
I'd totally forgotten about the whole thing until I saw her. And it wasn't
just,
like...
It's just falling out of your mouth before you can stop
exactly.
It.
Yeah, and I thought it was more funny, you know what I mean? Because I thought we were like friends, but I think it changes everything when you are, you know, again, a young, attractive lady, and 16. I think I'm 2 years older than her, which is not a big deal now, but then I think a bigger
18
deal.
18 and 16, you could have gone to jail for that dream.
No, not for the dream.
Yeah. If her parents found out.
Wow. The other thing I did was that I told her she smelled pretty one day, and then that was the second thing I did.
Well, that's sweet, though. That's nice.
No, it's not. It's creepy.
Really? I think you smell pretty. I can tell from the radio.
I think she told me that it was kind of like, because she gave me the same kind of look that when I told her that I had a sex dream about her, and then she was like,
yeah, she
kind of froze,
horrified.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? Like, now, did you think? Let's. I've never heard this, but did you think? Do you remember this at all, Becca?
I do. I remember you telling me about the dream. And I mean, I'll admit to everybody, at the time, I was a virgin. So I think that's probably why you freaked me out. Because I was like,
you didn't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
So you're no longer a virgin?
She's pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Wait, that has to do with virginity?
Her last name's different now, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I almost stupidly did? I can say it now because I'm putting this disclaimer. But I almost wanted her to say, I wanted her to say how many times she had sex before she had the baby. But again, I don't know what it is about my relationship with Becca that I come up with creepy things to say to someone.
Yeah, you're kind of creeping me out.
If you see me right now, Justin, I would be giving you the same look I gave you when I was
Get away from me. Don't touch my baby.
Oh, now I miss Becca. Are you seriously in Portland? Are you up in Oregon right now?
I'm in Washington. I'm right by Seattle.
Oh. You moved there after you got married, though. I remember this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congrats. Becca, the last time I think I saw you, you were living down here in L.A., and you came to have lunch with me, and I was doing a SpongeBob event, but I still lived up in the Bay Area. Do you remember this?
Yes, and the people that were doing that with you thought I was, like, the creepiest girl because I was hanging out there for, like, right. 3 hours.
You're just standing there staring. They're like, who is that?
Yeah.
I remember, but then what I remember afterwards is because you used to be a character at Great America, so you have the build of a person who would be a character. But then when we were walking to the parking lot, you were helping me carry some stuff to the car, and it was a crazy event where hundreds, I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of people did not get to see SpongeBob who wanted to. And that Indian woman followed us out in the parking lot. Like, because she saw that I had my Nickelodeon shirt on, and she wanted me to take a picture with her kid, and she kept telling you, Becca, to get in the picture with us, and I was like, she's just a friend, and through her thick accent, she said, I think she's Sponge.
That's right. And I do remember that.
You ended up taking a picture just in, like, street clothes with me in a Nickelodeon shirt and this kid smiling ear to ear in a parking lot. That's in their family album, and they probably say, that's Omar with SpongeBob.
They call her Tom Kenny whenever they...
Exactly. That's her. A poor lady. I should have charged her $5 for that. We could have had lunch.
Oh, that's so funny. That's hilarious. So yeah. So the other part I think I left out of this is that there's a joke that came out of that moment where I told her that she smelled pretty, and she kind of gave me a look, and I was like, "What is that?" Not. She's like, "I don't know. It's kind of creepy." Like, and this is also
I'm a virgin.
This is also, I guess, after we established the fact that she should be telling me these things, because when I tell her that I had a sex dream about you, like, that's also inappropriate, I guess.
Were you dating Natalie, or you were dating?
Yeah. Well, and then there's another time I didn't know that this was creepy either. My mom told me this. This is all with Becca. This is great. Yeah. I need to hug you.
No, sir. There's a reason why she's in two states away. She shouldn't. She's actually breaking several parole rules right now by calling
in. That's why she went to see.
You're not allowed to be within 6,000 feet of her.
The only reason she's called this show is to talk to you.
She didn't know.
It's hilarious. But I told.
You're gonna send her back to 2 years of therapy.
This is.
I've made so much progress.
This is when we had the house on Morris in Modesto, and I think Becca was living in Modesto at the time. She just moved back, I guess, to home, Modesto home. Mm-hmm. And Natalie had to go out of town for, like, a training thing, and I guess there was talk about us hanging out or something like that.
You and Becca?
No, the three of us.
Oh, the three of you.
And so Becca called, and she goes, hey, what's going on? I go, nothing much. I go, oh, did you still want to hang out or whatever? And I go, I got nothing going on. She's like, yeah, what's Natalie doing? And I go, oh, she's out of town on a training thing. And then Becca goes, oh, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to, and I'm like, wait. You don't want to hang out with me? Like, what's wrong with hanging out with... I thought I was... We were friends before you met Natalie. Like, I was like, I remember saying this on the phone. She's like, yeah, I don't know, though. It's kind of like... But she didn't go into the detail. I'm like, well, okay. And I just... Because I'm not a jerk. You know what I mean? Like, now, after all this history, and especially now, after talking about all this, I would just say to her, I'm like, what the fuck's your deal, Becca? Why?
But you'd call her, ooh,
yeah. Becca Splat. Oh, Cook. Yeah, Cook. That's right. So, one day I was talking to my mom, I think it was like 2 days later, and I go, this weird thing where this friend of mine from high school, like, we were supposed to hang out, and then she didn't want to hang out with me. And I was like, I knew her, like, she wanted Natalie to be there. I'm like, why wouldn't she want to hang out? Am I not fun? I thought I was fun. And
so
my mom is like, no,
darling.
But you're married now, son. I was
you were married?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I go, so? She goes, yeah, but it's
really?
Not.
Really? You had to have this explained to you by your mother?
Exactly. Wow. Evidently, there's something wrong with me. And I, the whole time, I'm
you
thinking.
You can't blame parenting if your mother is explaining it to you. Yeah, so there's something else going on here.
It's all me. It's all me and my weird boundaries, I guess.
I think
because
so.
Because she goes, well, it's not a lot of, you know, it's kind of weird for a woman to be hanging around with a married man.
Yeah, I was like, especially when she's 16. By the way, Becca doesn't age.
And so I was like, really? And then, which made me, I don't know if that's the truth. I mean, right now we could find out, but maybe Becca just doesn't want to hang out with me at all.
That might be
and
true.
She's just more interested in hanging out with
that
Natalie.
True, yeah.
But what, did it have to?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, is that what it was? All right. All right.
No, that was pretty much it.
Fair enough. Well, I wish you hadn't called now because I've had the roller coaster of a relationship with you, Becca, where it's like
you
I
don't have
you
a relationship with her. You're a married man.
I do in my dreams.
Oh goodness.
Is oh, that, God.
Is this, oh God.
I'm sorry I had you call.
Gosh.
I thought it'd be fun.
Oh gosh. Oh, that's funny. And, oh God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to call into you guys way more often.
Please do.
Yes.
I think that we talk about you every 3 or 4 episodes. So
pretty much. I talk about you every night. Every night you look on my stand-up calendar, I swear to God, I talk about you every single night. You and Natalie are the only two. Maybe this is why I have this weird relationship with you. Because
you think you're around her all the time.
You and my wife are the only two people that I talk about every single show. Nope.
You really?
Nope.
You will do Nights Without Bits about your kid?
Yep.
Wow.
Because I don't have time.
Oh, so, he's third level material.
Becca, here's
where am
the
I
thing.
On that scale?
You're not even in the act.
Not even in the act. Do you use any jokes I give you? Do you take anything I say?
Oh, yeah, no, I use those. I'll close with those.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
Becca, how pregnant are you?
I am 15 weeks along.
15 weeks?
No, she's saying
15.
Oh, 15 weeks along. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
And are you surprising yourself with the sex of your baby, or do you know?
No, we're finding out in 4 weeks.
You find out in 4 weeks. Congratulations. Okay.
Yeah. It's probably good. I could tell you now because I had a dream about it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
How is Seattle life treating? How long have you lived there now?
Since October 1st.
Oh, really? Oh. I thought. Wait, when did you? You got married a lot before that, though. I thought you
got married September 26th
of last year.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! It seems like so much longer ago. Why did I think it was like 2 years ago?
Because that was our first marriage.
Oh. No. Oh, you scared me. Oh, you scared me so bad. I was like, no, I'm like, here's what happened. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure. Like, here's the thing. I get Becca updates through my wife. You
right,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not so good at the
because
Facebook.
Because they were friends, yeah. Because Becca liked Natalie. That's why. Natalie had to tell us that she was pregnant.
I think Becca won't contact me on Facebook because she's afraid of this whole poking thing. Because on MySpace, she would send a message every now and then.
Do you poke her on Facebook?
I try, but she never pokes back.
You know, she's married, right?
I know.
You know, you're married, right?
I'm married.
I do actually have you on Hide.
Snap.
Oh, damn it, Becca. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
All right, Becca. Well, thanks for calling in. Please listen to the podcast more often. You can hear this episode and all the things we've said about you before you called in on April 9th.
And I just want to know, before we get off the phone, you and I are okay, Becca. You know
that's This is Justin being real, because if you don't tell him the truth, he's going to stew about it for the rest of the night, and he'll have to call you or email you to make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah.
So be honest right now.
Or if I have harmed you in some way, then you could definitely lie or be honest depending on how this goes.
Or just Facebook me, and I'll tell him in a subtle way. Or Natalie, because you guys are friends.
Because I do. Here's where I'm going to make it worse, unintentionally.
Oh,
but I do,
man.
I do truly care about you. I think you're a great person. I'm a big fan of you.
You're like a big Dover, or not, like a, what are those big dogs like in Beethoven, Justin?
St. Bernard.
You're like a giant St. Bernard in relationships where you're just so excited to be around people,
yeah.
You don't realize you're knocking them to the ground. You just come up to Becky, you start lapping her in the face, and literally she's like, get out of my crotch. That's pretty much what you're doing.
That's the perfect analogy.
It's true, right?
Natalie just dug a knife in my back.
Oh, what did she say?
She said if I didn't like her, if she didn't like me, she wouldn't have invited me to the wedding.
Oh, did she invite you guys to the wedding?
She did. Well, she invited me to the wedding, and then I couldn't do it because I had a booking.
Oh.
And here's the thing. Natalie put it in her calendar, and she told me. She said, just so you know, Becca said, hey, is this week still open? Because I saw that Justin's not going anywhere. And then it didn't copy over to my calendar, and I took a date like a jackass.
Oh, so you could have been at the wedding.
I did actually forgive you for that.
Okay,
wow,
good.
She's what a superhuman.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. I don't know. She's not clarifying on the other part. Maybe she has.
No, she's doing good.
No, we're totally cool.
Did we get you something? Did we get you something nice for the wedding?
Check with the secretary.
Yes.
Okay, good. Wait, was that inappropriate for me to ask?
No, it's just evident that you didn't know. And you're
why
not
would I know?
Involved.
I was halfway across. I told her to get her something nice because of all the creepy things I said to her. Natalie will back me up on that. Yeah, okay, that's what
check,
I thought. I thought we gave her
nice,
some money.
Some
like
cash.
That's what I said. Natalie's like, well, no, let's go get her a creme brulee set or some crap like that, which is what we say for the Pizzarianis.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we don't get him a gift. What do you want? We want cash. Give her cash. Oh, speaking of Pizzariani, I think he's calling right now.
You can tell.
Oh, Becca, I love you. I'm a big fan. Best of luck with your kid. Please stay in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks, Becca.
All right,
goodbye, Becca.
Oh, we missed the call.
That's okay. How are we doing on time there, Captain Chronology?
We never did what your dad thinks.
Oh, okay, ask me.
But we have about 10 minutes.
What time
let's
is it
see.
Now? What day is this?
Oh, you want to do your dad's healthcare thing.
Oh, yeah. So phrase in the form of a question, and I
so
will
what do you think about
so
this?
Wait, just so we're clear, so yeah. We all understand, is that the point about my dad growing up is that he could never be wrong. And I know that's easy to say as a kid, but he would always have a reason that, or some backed up story. And the ultimate example of this is when he missaid that the star of the James Bond movies was Sean O'Connor. And my brother and I said, Sean O'Connor? Do you mean Sean Connery? To which he said, oh, well, Sean O'Connor is what we called him when we were kids. So that's what my brother, we were in high school by that point. And we're like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
You can't write that. That's hilarious. Sean O'Connor. That's what we called him when we were kids.
So to this day, my brother and I know who Sean O'Connor is. All right.
Okay.
So go ahead.
So Mr. Miller, what do you think of universal healthcare?
Well, you know, the government's always trying to do things like this, and they just want to take money out of your pocket. And I'm like, come on, guys. Let us do our thing. I don't think it's right. Let everybody do their own thing.
So you think it won't help anybody?
No, it won't help anybody. Who could it possibly help? I mean, there's only one person who could help. It's the people who are writing the laws, because they're going to write them, and they're going to make money off of it. So... I know.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you can ask.
All right, so, Mr. Miller, what do you think, what do you do when they give you the wrong, like, you go into a drive-thru, right, and you, like, say you don't like pickles on your hamburger.
Uh-huh.
What do you do when they put pickles on your hamburger? How do you handle that situation?
Oh, I don't mind. I'd eat that. But I like pickles. I like pickles in a hamburger.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, what if there was something that you didn't like, though, that you don't want on your, like, what don't you like on your hamburger?
Okay, well, here's what I think you mean to, here's the situation that you mean to give to my dad so that you can get the results that you want. What you mean to say is that
you're
you told
your
me.
Your dad tells me.
I'm telling you.
What, I know, but you slipped out of your dad.
I know.
In your head, but your dad.
Okay. Here's one. Justin, this is Kevin talking. I put my dad in the back of my brain. What you mean to say is that you told my dad what you wanted on your hamburger and okay. then sent you my dad to get
okay,
it, and,
right,
I, and
okay.
you came back. That's, okay, okay, so that's what
now.
You mean to say.
All right.
Okay, so do that.
Mr. Miller, I asked you to get a hamburger without pickles on it.
Oh, I told them. Then they must have.
But normally when
let
they.
Let me check the other one. No, there's pickles on this one, too.
Yeah, but normally when you tell them to not do something, they put a no pickles sticker.
Probably they usually put pickles on it, and they just forgot to not do it this time. That's because every time I've gone, they've not done it. So I forgot. Sorry. I thought that they wouldn't.
Wait, every time you've gotten a Whopper, it has no pickles?
Yeah, they usually don't come with pickles on it. That's how they used to come when I was a kid. The pickles are new. They only started adding pickles, like, when you were a kid. Those are new.
Pickles are new.
Those are recent. It used to just be cheese and lettuce, and that was all we had because they couldn't afford pickles on these things. Pickles are expensive. You have to pickle them.
No, you don't have to pickle a pickle.
Yeah, well, that's how you.
What do you think a pickle really is?
It's a cucumber.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right, you're on board. Then.
Okay, good. I'm not an idiot. A dad's not an idiot. He just can't be wrong.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. That's funny. Oh, gosh. I think I'm exhausted. Okay. I think we're out of time anyway.
Good. Do you want to see who called? Do you want to check that voicemail?
There's no voicemail.
Oh, they didn't. They did.
You're right. Okay, good. I'm sorry.
You better be.
Let's see who this is.
Hey, the year old drinking buddy J-Dobbs here. I'm just calling in with my weekend movie reviews. I was in Vegas, so I only caught one. Clash of the Titans. More like Crap of the Titans. Talk to you guys next week.
We got to change our number. That's what this comes down to. We got to change. Oh, we got to change.
Thank
that
you, our drinking buddy J-Dobbs.
When did the show get segments? Like, how did this happen?
I don't know, but I love them.
Should have been doing this for the past year.
If
and
you
half.
Have scenarios that you want Kevin's dad to respond to, like maybe you think he did something wrong, or maybe you have a relationship question, or you're just stuck like
questions about what sporting event was.
Like, or, I have a question real quick for me. And
you asking my dad?
Yes.
Okay.
I was recently audited by the IRS.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Who?
The IRS. They'll get you.
So I can't. Now I know that I did everything right though on my taxes, and I feel like they're coming after me, and I think that that's not right. Like, do you lie on your taxes?
No. No.
When you say that, it sounds. It doesn't.
No,
sound...
we do. I did in April. April the taxes. I mean, your mother actually does the taxes.
Oh gosh,
I don't deal with it. I don't even.
Well, don't you think the man should handle the money? You make it.
I make her take care of the money. That's what it is. I'm too busy. I have things.
What do you do? You work at a 40-hour-a-week job. You know,
I'm retired currently.
What do you do though then if you're retired?
I manage your mother. Make sure that she's taking care of this.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
We got to get my dad to call in now.
Yeah, I know. All right, Mr. Miller, if you're listening, 408-228-4911. How come you didn't call in this show?
My phone got BlackBerry on it. I was making some BlackBerry jam, and I got... the phone fell in it on its own. It was sitting there. And I think the cat came by and knocked it in. That was all true, by the way. That all really happened.
Cell phone got knocked into some jam?
He makes BlackBerry jam now on the phone. And when he told me, I was like, so you got a BlackBerry phone? No. I got BlackBerry on the phone.
So the real actual story is that he thought if he just put some jam on it, it would become a smartphone?
I think that's what happened. It was in a mason jar for 2 weeks. It didn't come out. It wasn't the same.
And it was pickled. All right. On behalf of Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.
Pick a splat.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or you can give us a call at 408-228-4911. or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. March 25th through 28th, I'm going to be at Pepperbelly's with Darren Carter. I'm going to be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado. July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th. For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com. Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks. If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.